What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 253 of Bedroom Drinking Podcast. I am Dustin.
Yo, what's up, everyone? It's Nate Dog. I got some improvements to the studio.
Yeah, Nate's all professional.
Yeah, well, I guess if you can say that. Not really. It's just like the cheap, not the cheapest of the cheap, but like not expensive either. But I have like headphones on right now. I have like a buoy stand with a microphone and everything like that that I'm trying out on the podcast today.
But that's not why he bought it. Tell us why you bought it.
That's not why I bought it. It's for video gaming. It's so I could play my video games and have a better experience doing it. But then I was like, well, I guess I could also use it on the podcast. Why not?
What kind of experience do you need?
To do what?
To play video games.
Like to be a streamer?
No, I just mean like, you're talking about like to improve my video game experience. But don't you just like hit the buttons on the controller?
No, dude, that's so, like, 90s. Like, you just don't hit the buttons on the controller.
Oh, my bad.
Like, video gaming these days is, like, an immersive experience. And it's actually therapeutic for people like me. So, it's like it's gotta be, like, right. And if sound, the regular headset with the microphone just doesn't work because the microphone picks up all the ambient sound from, like, the monitor and stuff like that. So, I had to, like, be able to plug, like, regular headphones into the monitor so I could hear the game, but now the microphone doesn't pick up that audio because it's just going to my ears and not, like, outside, kind of like similar to what I'm doing now with the podcast. And then I could talk, you know, this microphone I plugged into the computer right now, but now I can plug it into directly into my PlayStation, and then I could talk through that as well. So now it's all clean, and I can hear things properly, and it's more fun, it's more therapeutic, and it's the only time I feel safe and calm.
Well, that's good, I guess.
Yeah, so
video games have come a long way
So if you're listening and you have severe anxiety and you just can't ever be still or be calm, play video games and be like actually play it. It helps. It's a look up therapy books. It's on there now. My therapist said so it's official.
Okay. I don't get that from Sonic the Hedgehog 2, but...
Anyways, yeah, so welcome back. Hello. Maybe I sound cleaner now. I don't know.
We'll see.
Today we're going to talk about we're going to recap the Super Bowl, the Taylor Bowl.
Yeah.
Talk about some Taylor Swift stuff, the fact that she's an alcoholic drunk.
Is she?
Apparently.
Oh, I did not know that.
If you pay attention to popular media, she's going down a bad path because of her bad influence of a boyfriend. So,
he's a bad influence on her.
But we'll talk about that a little more, and then I guess Dustin will talk about things too. And talk about the president and his declining mental health.
Well, what is like what have you been up to? Because I don't really know. Because
just work.
Mm.
I don't really do much.
But you like bought a whole new video game experience set.
Well, yeah, I did that. I mean, look. This literally just came in today, like the microphone.
Oh, really?
And my new controller, because I broke the other one.
Did you throw it against the wall?
I slammed it against the desk, actually.
Oh.
It still works, but it's like very loose, and sometimes it just feels broke, like really bad.
That's funny.
So I got a different, I need another one anyways, because that other one was pretty old. But yeah, I got mad and like slammed it against
the desk. Did you get a PS5?
No.
Oh. Still rocking the PS4?
Still rocking the PS4, because I was not allowed to get a PS5.
I mean, not allowed. You just do it.
No, that's not how that works.
Yeah. It's better to ask forgiveness than ask for permission. That's in the Bible.
I don't think it is.
Well, it should be.
Forgiveness is in the Bible, but not in that sense of the term.
You do something that you know you're not supposed to do and then ask forgiveness for it later. Because if you ask permission first, then you don't get to do it at all.
No, but I will. Maybe at this point, I might just hold out for the PlayStation 6.
You think that will be easier to get and less expensive than the PS5?
Well, at this point, we're already 2 years into the PS5 or so, so it's like I might as well just wait another 2 years or so for the PS. My PlayStation's working fine. I really only play the one game.
But are you going to be allowed to get that when it comes out?
Well, hopefully more than that, I'll be a little more financially stable to put that into the budget. And I've never had an odd number of a PlayStation, so now I'm kind of like, if I did that, I might die or something.
You might. It'll throw the universe off balance.
Yeah, because I went from the PlayStation 2 to the Xbox, and then I went to the PlayStation 4.
So now you need a new Xbox.
Now I'll just wait for the PlayStation 6. Or I'm actually thinking about even switching over to PC for gaming going forward.
No, so I might not see, even get that's again. Way too nerdy.
No, I mean, it's just better for gaming.
Is it, though?
For the game I play, like Call of Duty and stuff, like...
I thought PC gaming was like World of Warcraft.
We can play Call of Duty and stuff on it, too. And other, most games that are like on Xbox and PlayStation are also on PC. But the PC is definitely going to be way more expensive than a PlayStation 6. Because you have to like build a computer.
Don't you just buy like a gaming computer that's like specifically set up for that?
I mean, you can, but like most people build it because you get better specs if you build a computer or have someone build it. But then it costs a little more. Like my brother-in-law could build me a computer, but it would probably cost me like at least $3,000.
That doesn't seem worth it.
But then it lasts for like a really long time.
Maybe that's why it's always like hardcore nerds that are playing PC games, because they probably build it themselves. And they know how to do all that shit. You're not the right personality for that.
Gaming I am, but I mean, I also don't really, I'm not going to be like a streamer or anything. So it's just more for gaming, but we'll see. Most of my money goes into like savings and stuff. And then I have a few bucks left over to get like a microphone. I mean, this microphone wasn't expensive. It was like $20.
Was this the other one that you...
It's not even ones that real gamers use. They're like a couple $100 just for the microphone.
Well, like the... Because you bought a new microphone when we first started doing the podcast. I feel like that one was more than $20.
No, that one was around maybe $30. I don't know. Okay. Actually, this one I'm using right now with correction is like... It was $50.
Oh, that's more than twice as much as $20.
Yeah, but it also has like the, you know, the stand and...
Oh, yeah, it's...
And everything and...
It's high tech.
Yeah, so... I don't. Anyways, what I've been up to, yeah, just work, and then been busy. Still, we're still trying to put the house together little by little.
You're still moving.
Yeah, I mean, there's still stuff everywhere. It's a very stressful time of life right now.
Yeah, it was funny the first time that I was at their house. Like once they actually lived there, it was actually fairly decently clean. And then the last time I was there, it was like shit everywhere.
Yeah, now
it's going in reverse.
It's at least a little better. A little better now, but still like pretty hectic, and things are just, you know, work is busy, and then I have classes coming up, and then
more classes.
I have swift water training like in July, and then I start paramedic school in Austin, and that's like the next 2 years of my life.
I don't know that you're going to paramedic school in Austin.
August. Yeah.
Okay, that's less of a big deal than I thought at first, but... Okay, so you go to paramedic school for 2 more years?
Yeah.
Like, full-time?
Well, I mean, it's kind of full-time, but not... I mean, I'm still working while I'm in paramedic school.
So are you going to paramedic school, and where are you going to paramedic school?
It's here, like, in the Dixon area, the community college.
Okay, you just go, like... When do you go, then? Because your schedule is not consistent. Yeah.
Well, the class, it's built, like, paramedic school is always built around, like, firefighting schedules and stuff like that. Like, you go to class, like, one day or, like, twice a week, usually, like, on Tuesdays and Thursdays you're in class, and then the other days, you know, then you work one of those days, and then you're doing, like, clinicals and rides on the other days. So, I mean, you are, like, still, like, doing multiple full-time stuff.
So, basically, you don't get any days off for 2 years, is what you're saying.
Essentially.
That is wild.
I mean, you have days off. You're just usually studying on those days off.
I mean, like if you got 2 days off in between, and you have like classes and clinicals and shit, then
yeah. So like on days I work, like if I go to class on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and if I work on a Tuesday, I'll go to paramedic school for like the day to like 5, and then go back to work after that and finish my shift.
So you go while you're at work.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, because
so you still get your regular days off.
Well, yeah, you still get your normal days off, like from work. And then once you get, but like, so yeah, it's like the first year is just like classroom stuff, and then the second year is more like still classroom stuff, but you're doing more like rides and clinicals and stuff like that.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a hectic time for the next few times. The next few times. But then after that, hopefully everything should be calmer.
Yeah, by the time you get into your 40s, everything should be good.
Yeah, essentially.
Life will be by the time your life is half over. Have you thought about that? Like, we're about halfway through our lives, more or less.
Yeah, that's just part of it, I guess.
Is that weird to think about that, though?
I don't know where I want to be yet, but...
Like, I think about that and I'm like, Jesus,
Yeah.
that's weird.
I wasted a lot of time in college.
I wouldn't say wasted. I'd say enjoyed.
Yeah, I guess I could have already been like retiring.
Yeah, could have. Now you're just starting. You're
So
still in school.
I could have been starting like my second career.
You're still in school.
Yeah, back. Yeah, it's weird.
Why did you choose a career that you had to do so much more school?
I mean, I guess if anything, I would have to do more school.
Yeah, but you've already had to do a lot, and you have 2 more years to go.
Yeah, I mean, I could have been all done with it if I would have just went straight through back in, like, Tennessee. I just didn't want to pay for it anymore.
Remember when you were going to be a musical artist? You, like, quit your job to focus on singing and songwriting?
Yeah, that was a mistake. I didn't really want to do that. I just was like, I wasn't really happy selling cell phones, so this seemed like a better idea at the time.
Well, I put fucking money into that. You better have been serious.
And now you look at those, the music industry is like horrible, so thank God that didn't happen.
Is it though?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It just seems the same as it's always been.
I mean, you're essentially just like a working slave for like studios and stuff.
Well, yeah.
Music labels.
That's how it's always been.
I know, but like now, but then you get older, you're like, oh, this doesn't seem like fun.
But it does if you enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah, but then you have to enjoy what you're doing.
You didn't give it enough time. You only gave it, like, a couple months.
That was enough. It's a couple months, and then I was like, I want to be able to, like, afford things.
Yeah, that's what they say. Move to Nashville. If you don't succeed in 2 months, then just give up. That's what they said.
That's probably true. Yeah, that's what's going on. I don't do too much, a whole lot. Just trying to plan for the future.
Like how you're like just describing how chaotic your life is now and is going to be for years ahead. But yeah, no, I don't do much. Not much going on.
Well, not much like interesting. There's a lot's going on. Just not like like my day to days are not like right. Everything's scheduled. Like even my free time, my video game time. That's a scheduled time of my day. On my days off, that I put in quotations. Like I'm off. I'm like, okay, my day off. I'm gonna work out, have breakfast, read my paper. Have my coffee, and then from like 10 to 11:30, I'll play video games, and that's my chill time. And then after that, I'm like, okay, now I got to get to like housework and laundry and cleaning and errands. And anyway, let's talk about some topics. Let's talk about, I guess, the Super Bowl.
I was going to talk about New Mexico, but
oh, do you want to talk about New Mexico?
Well, I asked you what was going on in your life, and so I was waiting for you to ask me what was going on in my life. But then it was like, okay. I talked about me, now let's move on.
Well, I see what's going on in your life, because it's plastered all over the damn internet.
That's true, that is true. That's why, like, my life is an open book. Everyone knows what I'm up to, and then, like, you don't fucking talk to me, so I never know what's going on in your life.
I don't talk to anybody.
Yeah, and then nobody fucking knows what's going on in your life. I thought you were about to move to Austin for 2 years.
God, that sounds awful.
Yeah. No, I was just gonna say that how no, I've been...
What's going on in New Mexico?
It's pretty nice. I think we talked about this off air last time, but I was like getting kind of nervous to go to New Mexico because I just kept reading about how horrible the crime is everywhere. Like every hotel I looked at staying at, every city I was going to go to, it was like, this city has one of the highest crime rates in America of all cities, no matter how big. And I'm like, well, that sounds terrible. And then like, you're very likely to get your car stolen everywhere you go. And I'm like, okay, well, that again sounds really fucking terrible. And then I was like, should I even go to New Mexico at all? Because it just sounds horrifying. But I've been here for a little over 2 weeks now. And I've had no issues so far. The only time I even felt like I was in a sketchy area was when I was in Santa Fe. And it wasn't even like the area I was in was pretty nice actually. But there was like, once you got out onto the street, there was like people sleeping in the middle of the sidewalk.
God.
And like at bus stops especially, I think there was a lot of bus stops because that was like a main road in town. And like every bus stop had like homeless people. You saw a lot of people pushing shopping carts down sidewalks. And I was like, okay, this is the first time where I'm like, eh, this is a little sketchy. But New Mexico is beautiful and amazing. And I love that it has like its own aesthetic. Like you see... like the mountains and cliffs and stuff, and it's like very obviously New Mexico, which I found a lot of places that I've gone have like their own unique look to a lot of the area.
Yeah, what was that one picture that you posted? I still follow what's going on in your life. I still care. I just don't talk to you about it until we do the podcast. What's that picture where it was like a fucking Mayans or whatever lived in the hills or fucking hills?
Oh, yeah, the
Mayans.
Cliff dwellings. Yeah, so apparently it was like this. They weren't Mayans. The Mayans have different cliff dwellings somewhere else. I forget where. Tomorrow,
I think in Mexico.
Tomorrow, I'm going to see Aztec cliff dwellings, I think. Or some kind of old Aztec dwellings. But it was the Magallans or something. But they're just like this tribe of indigenous people that were, I guess, looking for somewhere to settle that had water nearby. And so they found this area that had like this creek that they could get water from. And so they just like built homes into the side of this cliff. And that's like where they lived in the 1200s. And they were there for about 30 years, I guess. And then there was a drought and the creek dried up. So they just like left and moved elsewhere and just left their home there. And I guess now it's still there in the side of a cliff.
And now homeless people live there.
No, they're not allowed. You have to pay an entrance fee.
Yeah, it's like a park, right?
Yeah. Actually, that one, I forget, because I bought like a annual national park pass that gets you basically into like any federal land. It was like $80 for a year. So
that's not bad.
Because it's like between 15 and 25 bucks each place that you go. So I was like, it only makes sense to pay $80 and go. That covers everything. So some places, yeah. I forget if they charge you or not. But yeah, I definitely recommend New Mexico, especially for like hiking and stuff. There's not a whole lot of other stuff to do. There's like Roswell, which is cool to go to one time. But like they really milk that alien stuff for all it's worth.
Yeah.
And, like, everything is alien-themed. The Dunkin' Donuts has, like, this spaceship on the sign. the McDonald's is cool, though, because it's actually shaped like a spaceship. And it's got, like, lights and stuff.
Interesting.
But, yeah, I mean, they've got... If you're interested in researching UFOs and shit, they've got, like, the UFO Research Center and Museum or whatever. And they have, like, this huge room with, like, newspaper clippings and articles and, like, basically... Anything that's ever been written about Roswell is there. Oh. There's like videos that you can video cassette tapes. You can watch audio tapes. You can listen to.
Do they have alien bodies?
They do not, because there were no aliens discovered there. It was just a spaceship that people thought they saw there.
Oh, so they don't actually have the spaceship.
No. Well, the spaceship crashed. And so what they think they found is like pieces of the spaceship. But like a lot of, I think the official explanation for what it was a hot air balloon that's
that
like
crashed.
What people, yeah, but there's been no pieces of balloon or anything like that like ever found, so they don't
the
think
government,
that's what
the
it
government
was.
Took everything,
yeah, probably,
and took it to Area 51. Remember when everyone was gonna storm Area 51 and then that didn't happen?
Yeah, and they just put a Dollar General there.
Dollar General goes everywhere.
Dude, I drive through the most like empty areas of all these states, and without fail, you always see a fucking Dollar General just in the middle of nowhere.
I don't know how, like, that... I mean, yeah, it's nuts how, like, you... Because I drove randomly the other day that I had to go to Washington, Illinois to take some air tanks out there to get fucking worked on or something like that. I don't know. So I drove out there while I was on shift, and it was, like, a 2.5... almost 3-hour drive, which was nice. You know, I kind of, like, left the station. I just went to drive out there. I put Sore Losers on, and I was just chilling. But I was, like, in this one random county highway, and I was like, there's nothing out here. There's like, I went through this tiny little town. It was like, I forget what the town was even called, but it was like the population was like 250. Like, I didn't even know places like that even exist. It was like, just this random little, there was like the post office, like a rinky dink little like volunteer fire, like one fire station, like one truck. It was like, and then there was I was like, where do people do here? And there's one bar that said Bush Light, really bright lights. And then a freaking Dollar General was right there. And that was, like, the most busiest place I've ever seen. But I guess that's where people, like, these small towns buy groceries. Like, they just go to the Dollar General.
But they don't have real groceries there.
They have they have the basics.
They have, like, canned shit, but they don't have, like, fruit.
They have canned stuff, but some of them have, like, frozen section.
Do they?
Some do, I think. And they have, like, milk and stuff and bread, I think. Like, cold drinks and stuff. You
yeah,
know, like the
they
essentials,
do.
But like if
they
you're do. Gonna if they're gonna go to the grocery store, yeah, and you gotta go to like the next biggest town.
You gotta
town,
go into town.
Which is probably like some of these places, like 2 hours away if you're gonna go to like a Kroger or something.
Yeah.
But
they have Albertsons out here. Remember Albertsons?
I thought they all shut down.
I did too. And Randall's, but I've seen a... It wasn't out here, but there was somewhere I was. I saw a Randall's.
Well, that's cool about New Mexico. They have a Dollar General.
Yeah, many. Many Dollar Generals everywhere. Okay, now we can move on. I paid $6 to watch a movie last weekend because I needed to kill some time. And I had really been wanting to see The Beekeeper with Jason Statham. And that movie was great. That was one of my...
My parents went and saw that movie.
Did they? Did they like it?
They liked it.
Okay. Well, your parents are not like my parents. Actually, my mom probably would have liked it. My dad would have been like, there's so much language in this. Which...
Oh, whatever.
To a point...
So weird.
I would kind of... Because at a certain point, it's like, this is just lazy writing. Like, when you have people just throwing the F word out just for no reason in the middle of sentences, just because, like...
But that's how, like, normal people talk.
Not really.
Yeah. I mean,
when it's just, like, every other fucking word, and, but it's, like, in a professional setting, too, it's, like, I don't know that people actually talk...
Oh, no, what happened? Your connection is unstable.
Oh, you turned into exclamation point, but now you came back.
Yeah, you froze like this, your face was like... It looks like you're about to sneeze.
And then I just never did.
Your dad is weird about, like, language. He's like, oh, this is language. It's like,
well, I was like, they're just words.
There's no such thing as bad words. Some fucking white person just made them bad words. Like,
that's what I was like. I've argued with so many people about, so I'm like, okay, oh, the Bible says you shouldn't cuss. I'm like, okay, which words does it say you're not supposed to use? And they're like, well, you know which words they are. And I'm like, you're saying that the Bible says not to do it, so show me which words are in the Bible. And then they can't, because those words didn't exist back then, because there's no actual standard of what's a bad word and what's not.
Yeah, there really isn't. Like, I mean, you shouldn't... It's, like, impolite to maybe say the F word, like, I don't know, in certain places, but it's not, like, a bad word.
Like,
really.
You shouldn't call people names.
Bad words, yeah.
But that's, like, if I called someone a bitch, is no different than calling them, like... stupid or whatever, like, it's the same, but for some reason that one word is considered bad. You're not allowed to say that, but the other ones are not. Yeah, it's just so arbitrary. Like, it doesn't even make sense.
Anyways, we're gonna talk about the Super Bowl now.
Oh yeah, the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl. So the Super Bowl happened.
Yeah, y'all might have seen it. It's the most watched Super Bowl ever.
Yeah, it was. We're recording Friday, so this happened last Sunday.
Yeah.
I thought it was a... I mean, the game itself was good, I think. I was really going for the 49ers, but they screwed that up bad.
I mean, I would have been fine with either team winning. At first, I was kind of rooting for the Chiefs just because I really like Mahomes, and I toured their stadium. So I kind of feel like I'm part of Chiefs Kingdom now by extension. I've like touched Mahomes' locker and Kelsey's. I was in Kelsey's suite. I saw where Taylor Swift sits in the Kelsey Stadium. So, you know, I kind of feel like I'm a part of things now. But I do like Brock Purdy a lot. I hate the city of San Francisco. It's just a dirty shithole. But if they had won, I would have been fine.
Yeah, I really wanted them to win. Not really. I was rooting for them. But I also don't really care about Kansas City winning ever again. I don't like Mahomes. I think he's a shithead.
Whatever. Since when?
I don't know. Since like a year ago.
Okay, so you're just one of those people that starts hating on someone because they are good and win.
Exactly.
You're just like my mom.
No, I don't really have anything against him. I was just like, okay, man, he's good. I get it. You're good. You're probably going to win next year too, but it's like, it's fun to watch someone else win who hasn't won it, especially a guy who's like the Mr. Irrelevant. That just would have been fun to see.
It is a nice story. Although this might be an unpopular opinion, he's good enough, obviously, but I feel like the team that he has around him is a lot more to do with their success than he is.
I mean, there's lots of mediocre quarterbacks, and he's not a mediocre quarterback. He's actually one of the elite ones, but his team does help him out a lot, which is what you need. Sometimes you don't need, I mean, it's a team effort. Like, if not everyone is firing on all cylinders, you can't do well.
I mean, I don't, like, if he played for the Texans, I don't think anyone would be talking about him. Because he wouldn't be good enough to elevate. C.J. Stroud is good enough that he obviously has some other great players around him. But he really elevated that team way above where they've been in a long time. Brock Purdy would not do that, I don't think.
I think Brock Purdy is way better than CJ Stroud.
I don't think so.
Like, a lot better.
How much have you watched of CJ Stroud?
CJ Stroud's good. He's good. I don't think he has the arm or accuracy that Brock Purdy does.
He's
way better at running.
He's better at running, and he's better. He has a better arm.
He's more like, he has better agility, but I don't think he has the precision as Brock Purdy does.
I don't think Brock Purdy has that much precision. Every time I watch him, he overthrows like crazy to nobody.
I mean, that happens, but fucking people overthrow sometimes. It happens.
No, I know, but he like does it. I don't feel like he's accurate really hardly at all that much.
I mean, the stats would say otherwise.
Well, I don't care about the stats. I care about what I see with my own eyes.
The stats is what happened. Those are facts.
No, facts can be manipulated.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, so whatever. Mahomes, they won again, which is great for them, I guess.
I thought the first half of the game was really boring because, like, nothing – I guess defensively it was good, but it was just, like, nothing happened. Yeah. And then the second – especially the fourth quarter, obviously, was when it, like, really picked up and was like, oh, shit, this is a great game.
I want the Cowboys to win, but now I'm okay with the Kansas City winning next year only because then it'd be like
it'll be three in a row.
That's cool. Yeah. So I just like the story of it. That's cool. But obviously I want the Cowboys to win, which is the likelihood of that happening is not high.
I can't remember if we talked about this last time. We might have. But basically Jerry Jones was like, everything's going to stay the same.
Yeah.
Like, that's so stupid. He's just wasting money and everyone's time.
He has the money to waste, and he doesn't care. He's a true believer. He really believes that the team he has now on the field with that idiot of a coach is what's going to win. And you know what? It might work. It probably won't, but it could.
It's the literal definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Like, they could win with what they have. They can win the Super Bowl with what they have. The problem is they're just...
Then why haven't they?
Because they haven't found a...
They haven't even won a playoff game.
They won one last year.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, they've won one playoff game.
I mean, it's just, you got to be in the right time, it's one of those things, it's like when everyone is firing on the right cylinder, all the defense, the offense, everyone's doing everything right, they like really win. They win games, but they'll do it for like one or two games, and then they'll lose like three games. And then like the offense is playing really well, but the defense sucks. So if not everything is happening, it's just not going to work. Where, like, Kansas City, like, they consistently work. Everyone's doing their job perfectly. That's why they win a lot.
One thing that
you can be scoring touchdowns in every possession, which the Cowboys tend to do a lot, but then it doesn't help if the defense is allowing the other team to keep scoring positions.
Like, yeah. Well, one thing that I think is so interesting about Mahomes is that, like, I don't know what it is, and it might not just be Mahomes. It might just be, like, the team in general. When their back's against the wall, they almost always pull it out. Like, they know what they need to do to win, and they fucking do it. And most teams do not do that.
They can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Mahomes is really good at. Like, if he's about to be sacked, like, either getting that ball somewhere else or like, he can make a decision to where he won't take the sack.
He knows how to get it, like, at the last second. He knows where to put it to where something will happen with it. Like, he's not.
Yeah, kind of like his brother with his penis.
I thought that was like years ago and everyone had forgotten about it. Is it more recent than I thought it was?
I don't think so. I think it's the same thing that he's just labeled now as like a molester or like a sexual.
I don't even know like predator. What the actual story with that was.
I have no idea. All I know is like people were upset because he was in the same box as Taylor Swift and he was going to rape her or something.
Oh, that's right.
And I was like, yeah, Patrick Mahomes' brother is going to sexually assault Taylor Swift in the middle of a football game with, like, her 30 fucking federal agents around her.
Man, what a story that would have been.
People are so dumb.
What if that had happened?
Speaking about Taylor Swift and the Super Bowl, word on the internet now, and her fans are very upset with her right now. They're very upset with Taylor Swift. Swifties are going off the hook. They're saying she needs to dump Travis because he's going to beat the shit out of her one day. And she needs to dump him because now she's turning into an alcoholic who drinks on live television. And she should not be drinking alcohol whatsoever because she's a role model for young girls. And now she's just in clubs and she's turning into a club rat. She's drinking a lot. Every time they see her on TV, she's drinking.
Is she?
I mean, but also she's also a 34-year-old like woman who can drink if she's at a football game watching her boyfriend play. Like, who the fuck cares?
It's free.
First of all, she's not paying. Yeah, it's free. I mean, she already paid for it. She paid for the suite. So, like,
she didn't pay for the suite. Her boyfriend did. It's like his family suite.
She paid for the suite. There ain't no way he can afford that suite on the Super Bowl. He ain't that rich.
He said he did.
Maybe he did. Maybe he used his life savings.
It was $1 million.
Probably more than that, yeah. But yeah, that her fans are saying she's going down a dark path, and it's Travis Kelce's fault because he has anger issues and he's going to beat her. He obviously has anger issues because he tried to kill his coach on the sideline.
That is true. That did happen. But then he apologized and they hugged it out. That just part just wasn't on TV.
Yeah, they just didn't show that part, yeah.
Yeah, Tom Brady said it was fine that he did that. It's like sometimes you just you're passionate in the heat of the moment. Things just happen.
Yeah, it's called football. It happens. He was yelling at him because he was on the sidelines. He's like, why the fuck am I not in the game right now? We're all like, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, because what's-his-face fumbled the ball. Man, yeah. Oh, that would have been such a – because Mahomes threw that shit so far. It was an amazing catch. And then on the next play, it was fumbled. And he's like, I wouldn't have fucking fumbled that shit.
I don't think it was about – I don't think he was about – like he wouldn't have fumbled. He just – he would have been there to block for him. So he wouldn't even had fumbled the ball because he's a better blocker than the other guy that was in the game right now.
Yeah, that might be. That's probably true.
And he was like, when we're – it's a Super Bowl. Like, when we're that close to the goal line – I have to be in the game with everyone else or else this shit happens. That's what he was basically yelling about. But, I mean, yeah, and everyone's like, it's so disrespectful. You should not talk to your head coach that way.
I mean, it looks bad on TV.
I'm like, this isn't fucking high school, dude. Like, you can go up to your coach and yell at him, especially when you're, like, a star player.
Yeah, I mean, like, it looks bad on TV, but, like, in reality, Andy Reid had no reaction to him whatsoever.
Yeah, he was like just fuck off, dude.
Yeah, like... If this was actually, like, something that was a big deal, I think he would have been more like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
And I'll just, like, anyways, go away.
So that's what that says. Taylor Swift's a drunk, and she's going to get beaten.
Wait,
by
but
Travis.
Why? Oh, she's a drunk because she drinks at the football games? Because
she drinks too much, and she goes clubbing too much now.
Oh. How does she have time to go clubbing? I feel like she's always on a plane to Japan or something, or back.
She's on a break. I think she's on a break right now. But then she's about to go overseas again for the rest of her tour. But apparently Travis is going with her, so...
She's probably going to get so drunk, she's going to, like, not be able to complete her shows. Because she does, like, three-hour shows.
I don't know. Maybe she's doing drugs now, too. I don't know. Travis Kelce is just a bad influence.
She's probably doing blow off his asshole.
He said, and everyone, he's got anger problems. It's obvious he has anger problems.
Do you think that...
I was like, shut up, people. Like, everyone has anger problems.
Do you think that his brother Jason secretly wants to have a threesome with his brother and Taylor?
I don't think so. I think, if anything, he probably finds Taylor Swift highly annoying, and he just likes to go hang out with his regular wife.
I don't think I don't think she seems even that annoying. She might be, but she just seems like a regular person. I don't know.
She probably is very cool and very whatever. She just wants to be but, I mean, she's not ever going to be a normal person. She can't. She chose this life, and...
Yeah, that's true.
She can do her best to try to have normal moments, but it's not ever going to, like, happen.
I bet Brittany Mahomes hates her.
I don't know. Apparently they're friends. Apparently not.
They're frenemies. Because Brittany Mahomes used to be... She always got negative attention, but she at least always got attention. And now here Taylor is, and she's stealing all her thunder.
That's true. You know what, though? Brittany Mahomes got to be on that stage, though.
That's true. And Taylor had to stand off on the side and watch.
And Brittany, she looked at Taylor Swift down there like a fucking peasant, and she was like, what up, bitch, I'm on the stage.
And then Taylor was like, at least I don't have fucking babies.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, whatever, I have three planes.
I have three planes, you have three babies.
Actually, maybe two now. She just sold one, apparently. So.
Oh, she did? I didn't realize you were so in the know about her goings-on.
About Taylor Swift? Well, I'm a Swiftie, so I know what's going on, so.
I thought that you had grown out of that, though. I thought that was just a phase.
No, it's not. It's not a phase, it's a lifestyle.
How come you didn't go to her? You didn't go to her concert. You didn't even go to her concert movie.
I can't even afford that movie. That movie was like $50.
No, it wasn't. It was like, I think it was just however much it cost to go to the theater.
No, it was way more than that.
I think it was like $15 or $20.
Yeah, if that.
Okay, you bought a whole new video game thing, but you can't spend $20 to go watch.
Buy a whole new. I've had the PlayStation.
Real Swifties went to see that movie multiple times, at least once a week.
Those aren't real Swifties. Those are, like, obsessed people with a problem.
Not only did they go... Actually, I think they had to go...
Swifties are just normal people who like Taylor Swift.
No, because you don't have a... You're just a casual fan. You don't have a name for your fandom.
Anyways, okay. Well, I'm also a I guess, are we called posties? I don't know.
Oh, wait, what? This is breaking news again. You're a postie now?
I'm a huge Post Malone fan.
Since when?
Since, like, I don't know, 6 months ago, maybe.
Never once. I've known you so long, I've never once heard you talk about Post Malone. I'm surprised you even know who Post Malone is.
I listen to his music now. Well, not all his music. His earlier stuff, I didn't really used to like a lot. It's just, like, this new style, now I like him a lot. Especially because, like, when he found out, like, you can actually sing really well and, like, do country really well and, like, rock. And then his new stuff is really good. Like, Chemical, I love that fucking song. But
I don't know what that is.
It's a good song. It goes, "It's Chemical." But he did a really good job with that song he sang. I thought that was good.
America the Beautiful?
Yeah. And he's a really, like, nice dude, apparently, in real life. Like, he's just a genuine guy who looks scary.
Yeah, he looks... I was going to say, he looks like homeless Shia LaBeouf.
He's a Cowboys fan.
Oh, that's true. Didn't he wear a Cowboys shit to the Super Bowl?
Cowboys jacket, yeah.
Yeah, I heard you're not supposed to do that.
I don't know. He could, but yeah, Post Malone's cool. He's got a good music, I think. He's got a good voice. Yeah, I guess I'm a post... I don't know if we're called posties or post-it notes or...
I think you are called posties.
Posties, yeah.
I don't say you're a Swiftie and you're a postie.
Yeah, probably more of a postie than a Swiftie, but...
I'm a panhead.
What is that? Like, that's... Panhandle of Florida?
No, no, it's Skillet. Skillet fans are panheads.
Like the EDM guy?
No, that's Skrillex.
What's Skillet?
Skillet is the band, John Cooper's band.
Oh, that rock band from the 90s?
No, they're rock band from the 90s until now.
Do they still play?
Yeah, they tour the whole world.
That was a good book, though.
He has a new book. I need to read it.
I'm reading a really good book right now by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Really?
Yeah, it's a good book. It's like the seven things or whatever, like, to be happy and successful.
I don't know if I would be taking advice from him. I feel like he lives, like, on a different level than the normal person.
I mean, like, now he does, I guess, but I mean, at one point he was, like, a poor person who didn't speak English.
So is learning English one of the seven things?
No, it's more of just, like, it's kind of like a self-help book. Like, his first one, he explains in the book, like, he wanted to try to take what he did to help people, like make, like, a plan for your life and, like, work hard. And you gotta work. If you don't work hard, then you obviously don't really want it that bad and you're not gonna get it.
Did you not know that already?
I mean, yeah, you know it, but you'd be able to follow it, though. I don't know, it's a good book. I read a lot now, though, so.
Oh, you read a lot? What else do you read?
I do read a lot. Well, I only read one book at a time. But I read my books, I read my newspaper, I have my Time magazine, my Men's Health magazine.
That's right, I forgot about your Time magazine.
Yeah. So I'm like aware, what's it called? Informed. I'm informed of all kinds of shit about this world, other than, like, who I should vote for.
Yeah, but all you just buy into, now you're gonna buy into all the left wing bullshit because all you read is liberal news.
The newspaper here is not liberal news at all.
I bet it is.
It's like just regular news, and then Time magazine is not really like a liberal thing.
It definitely is, because if it wasn't, then they would have gone out of business. They would have been canceled.
How would they have gone out of business?
Because you can't, and in 2024, you cannot be a mainstream publication and actually, like, not buy into all the left-wing shit.
Sure you can. Time's been around since, like, the 20s. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, they can, and what they want is to stay relevant. How do you stay relevant? You have to buy into the left-wing bullshit.
But they don't. I mean, they do have, like, articles that are, like, lean more that way, but they also have articles that lean towards the right or poke fun of the other. You should read a Time magazine.
I'm not
before you make a before you make a generalized racist statement like that.
Speaking of racist, a lot of the hotels that I've stayed at here in New Mexico have white housekeepers.
Yeah, but they're not like real white people.
They look white, like normal white.
But they're not like normal white people. They're like trash white people, like trailer trash and stuff.
That might be probably
meth heads.
In Las Cruces, there was one. He was like a young dude, young white dude.
They're like the white people the white privilege bus didn't want and like left them behind. But even those white people still have white privilege because they still won't get shot by cops.
I guess there's like different white buses, and one white bus turns right and goes to like white privilege land, and then the other one turns left and goes to the trailer park.
Yeah, which says like sprinkles of white privilege still.
I don't know. I've driven by some trailer parks that don't look like they've had any sprinkle of privilege. No kind of privilege.
They have it. Oh, it's there.
Unless it's cocaine. Actually, probably not even that. That's expensive.
You never heard of like a white person being pulled over by the police and was like, hey, you fit the description of this person just because you're white.
I have never heard of that. It's not my fault that all black people look the same.
All white people still look the same to me.
We definitely don't.
Y'all look like Chads or Skylers or whatever.
Skylers?
Like, yeah. That's a guy's name, isn't it? Yeah.
No, it could be either, but it's mostly a girl's name.
Either or. That's funny that like I said, they're probably meth heads. They work at hotels. They steal people's shit to buy meth.
I mean, in some places, was it Missouri? In Missouri, there were a lot of white people working in the hotels. In Kansas City, all the employees in that hotel I saw were white that I stayed at. But in New Mexico, I would not expect that. Bunch of whiteies.
So yeah, that was the Super Bowl. I don't really have much else to say about
Okay, so we learned before the Super Bowl that, because everyone's been talking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, like, is it a legit relationship, is it not? And a certain segment of the population discovered that it was not a legit relationship. It was all set up by this Pentagon, by Joe Biden's team, and she actually, it's a PSYOP, psychological operation, and the purpose is that she infiltrates the NFL and everyone gets invested in their relationship, and then they win the Super Bowl, and then they come out and endorse Joe Biden together, and then everyone's like, oh, well, we love them and their relationship, and they say that we should vote for Joe Biden, so that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, so is that what happened?
So that was the plan. I have not seen their endorsement yet. But also, I feel like that's a lot of work to go through when she endorsed Biden in 2020 for free. Like, without all the extra bullshit.
She was probably going to do it again for free.
Like, that seems like a lot of trouble to go to just get something to happen that already happened before. But I guess maybe if it happens now, it will influence the NFL fans instead of just the Swifties.
Maybe. Did you watch the halftime show?
I did.
I did not. I was on a call. But
I enjoyed it. I mean, I forgot.
Everything I read, it looks like it was highly hated.
I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know. I forgot that I knew a lot of Usher songs. Like, he was really big when I was in high school, I guess. Well, when we were in high school.
He was. He got his start by DJing, like, proms and stuff. Like, oh, no, wait a minute. That was that movie, She's All That. Hold on.
No, he was already a thing by that point.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, I was like, oh, I know this song. I know this song. And I was kind of jamming. And then he brought out Alicia Keys, and she did not sound good.
Oh, she did not?
No, she was okay, but first she was playing. She had this really cool red piano, and she was singing, no, nothing at all, if it ain't you, babe. That song. But, like, when she first started singing, she was really off, and it sounded horrible. But it got better later. But what's funny is that if you go to watch it on YouTube, they auto-corrected it, so it sounds like it's in tune. The beginning part that was out of tune.
That's funny.
Yeah. But, yeah, there was, like, Ludacris came out. There was, like, a bunch of random people that it came out. And I didn't really know who they were, most of them. But I was still, I was into it. Up until that point, that was my favorite part of the game.
Yeah, I missed it, but...
But then the game got really good, and it overtook the halftime show.
I like the part where they put the cameras on Taylor Swift and Blake Lively, and she was like, shut the fuck up!
Who?
Blake Lively.
Oh.
Like, it was like a play happened, like Travis did, like, I don't even think Kelce did anything, but, like, they did a really good big play, and, like, they always show the box with her Taylor Swift in it.
Mm-hmm.
After they do a big play, and then, like, Blake, they had the camera, like, on Blake Lively, and, like, you see her lips, see her just mouth, and she's like, shut the fuck up.
I did not notice that. One thing that, actually, I do find annoying about Taylor Swift is that I don't know if she's acting or if she's just doesn't really understand football, but, like, every time they pan to her after someone, like, makes a catch or something, she acts like it's, like, the craziest thing that's ever happened. She's like, oh, my God. Or, like, that one time that Travis got tackled, and she was like, like, is he dead?
Like, body slammed?
Did they kill him? Is he okay? Is he ever going to walk again?
I mean, I think this is the most football she's ever watched in her life, so she maybe doesn't know a lot about what's happening.
I mean, I don't know, but part of me thinks that maybe she's just acting, because she knows that the camera is going to be on her, so she wants to put on a show. But then sometimes she tells the camera to go away, so I don't know.
Apparently she got, like, Didn't she get what's his name removed from the Super Bowl?
I don't think that's true. That doesn't make any sense.
Is that a true story? That didn't make any sense either. But yeah, I just read about it. There was, I was like, that's not real.
Someone said that she got Kanye removed from the Super Bowl, but like
she doesn't have that kind of power,
right? Like, who is she going to go to be like, I need you to remove someone, a paying customer, from the Super Bowl because I don't want him here just because I'm Taylor Swift and I said so.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. But she was talking to what's-his-face, Roger Goodell, before the game.
Oh, so maybe she did.
And that's why another reason why people think that the whole thing is fake.
Oh. Well, that's that. That's the Super Bowl, everybody. It was until next time. Now we get into San Antonio Brahmas.
Or the Houston Roughnecks.
The Houston Roughnecks, yeah. Not the Renegades.
The Renegades.
Wasn't that the other team?
The Renegades is,
What was the XFL Houston team?
It was the Roughnecks. So what happened with that, I don't remember if we ever talked about this, was that...
Oh, it was the Dynamo was the other one, right?
Dynamo is soccer.
Oh.
No, the Gamblers were the...
Gamblers, that's
were the USFL team. But so the report before it came out was that in the merger, they were going to replace the Roughnecks with the Gamblers. And then I was like, this makes no sense whatsoever because the Roughnecks actually have fans and probably no one has ever gone to a Gamblers game before. The Gamblers was a team for 1 year in like the 80s. My dad has a hat. And so people were like, oh, it's like a legacy name. So they want to keep it. Like, not a legacy for anyone that matters. But so what actually ended up happening was that they kept the Gamblers. They just gave them the Roughnecks name instead. So like the players and the coaching staff and everything is the same as the Gamblers. But they just made them the Roughnecks instead. And then the coach, Wade Phillips, moved to the Brahmas.
Yeah.
The Roughnecks coach. Which he's really good. He used to coach the Texans.
He used to coach the Cowboys.
He did?
Yeah, for like a few years.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Like a long, like a while 90s, ago. Like, in I the think, 90s? I think he was, no, like he was after Parcells, I think. He was in between, yeah, he was. I think he was after Parcells. I think he coached like, who's the quarterback under him? It might have been, it wasn't Romo. It was the guy, whoever before Romo was, fucking Testaverde or some shit, or Bledsoe, I don't fucking remember.
So it wasn't that long ago. I felt like it was a long time ago.
It wasn't that. When did Wade Phillips coach the Cowboys?
Oh, I don't... It just gave me, like, his life story. He was fired... Oh, no, wait.
He was fired from the Bills on 2001. His third head coach placement began in 2007 with the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh.
He coached them for four seasons, and the team had a 39-25-0 record during his tenure. He was fired from the Cowboys in 2010. He has three Super Bowls.
Not with the Cowboys.
No.
Okay. So he... I guess I was thinking that he coached the Texans when he was coaching the Cowboys. He was only an interim head coach for the Texans at one point.
Oh, okay. Now I want to know what quarterback...
Did you see that the quarterback that what played for, was it St. Louis, the Battlehawks that went to the Bengals or whatever, and then he like got out of his contract with the Bengals to go back
to the Battlehawks?
Yeah.
And the thing is, he left, I think he left the Bengals originally to go to the XFL.
Because he actually wanted to play.
Yeah, but then he won the XFL, then went back to the Bengals, and then I said, like, nah, fuck this, I'm going back to the UFL.
Yeah.
Because he's going to go start with the Battlehawks again.
I mean... I wonder if he got paid more, though.
He definitely got paid more in the NFL as, like, a backup quarterback.
So, like, would you rather get paid more to do less or get paid less to do more?
Well, he obviously wants to be paid less to play.
I guess so.
But, I mean, like, what's... It depends if you want to, like, do you want to sit on a bench for the rest of your career? Do you want to play?
That seems boring. Like, but at the same time, it's like, if you're getting paid better money to not, like, put your body at risk... then maybe it's worth it. I guess it just depends on how much you want to play.
Okay, what else? What's next?
I guess we can move on to Joe Biden. We don't have to spend a long time on this because we're going kind of long. But, yeah, so our current president of the United States is rapidly becoming a vegetable. So we heard about all the shit with Trump having classified documents at Mar-a-Lago, I guess, in like random places he wasn't supposed to, and he's been charged with shit related to that. Well, it turned out that Joe Biden did the same shit, and the only difference was that, which is a big difference, I guess, that when Biden got caught, they were like, you need to give us that stuff, and he said, okay. And Trump didn't do that. They said, he got caught, and they said, you need to give us that stuff. And then he said, I don't have it. And then, like, told people who worked for him to, like, move it somewhere, like, somewhere else. And then also got caught, I guess, doing that. But the original crime of mishandling classified documents, I think that's what it's called, mishandling classified documents, that they're being charged with, Biden also did that. So they just did a whole investigation into him regarding that. And the report came out, and basically they said that, yes, Biden is guilty of mishandling classified documents. However, based on our investigation and interviews that we've done with him, we don't believe that he is mentally fit to go through a trial, and we don't think that a jury will be able to convict him because of his mental state. So then it's like, okay, so you want us to vote for him to run the country, the whole United States of America, for 4 more years, but also you can't charge him with a crime because he's not mentally fit to stand trial. Someone please make that make sense to me, because I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know how that's can be said and he's still even allowed to try. Like, they don't think he's mentally capable of that. Like, he should be, like, not be able to run president.
A lot of people have been saying for a while now that they thought that Biden was going to be replaced. And I didn't think that that would happen. But now I'm like, how can they not replace him? I don't even think that he will live another 4 years, much less. I mean, he's not mentally fit to run the country now. You watch any press conference with him, he, like, mumbles a lot. He gets people mixed up all the time. He talks to dead people on a regular basis, claims, I talked to this person yesterday when they've been dead for 20 years. Literally, you watch him do a press conference. He's like, I was on the phone yesterday with this person. It's like, well, unless you were using a Ouija board, you definitely were not talking to that person. Definitely not on the phone.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Or, like, did you see that one time that he was...
I have to go through this again.
Right? Like, 2020 was such a shitty election year. Why does anyone want 2020 the sequel?
Yeah. And the same fucking two teams were in the Super Bowl in 2022.
Oh, yeah.
It's like... And now it's like Kansas City won again. And now it's like Donald Trump versus Joe Biden. Like, why can't we just get two new assholes in there that we hate? Like, we're
yeah, why don't it be the same old assholes that are both? Yeah. I mean, Trump is. People talk about how old Biden is. Trump is not that. Is only a couple years younger. He's obviously a lot more mentally with it than Biden, but still.
I mean, I guess yeah. He's still crazy as shit though.
Yeah, but that, I mean, he's always been. You can't blame that on his age. That's just his personality. But do you, I mean, I feel like they can't leave him.
I mean, they don't have anyone else.
But that's what, like, I don't know who they would replace him with. And also, time is running out. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, this shit's happening this year.
Like, I guess at the, when they do the convention, the Democratic National Convention, the DNC, they could just decide we're going to give our delegates to someone else.
Yeah.
But I don't know who that would be.
I think the only thing with that is they have no one else to run that could beat Trump. Like, Biden's the only one who can maybe possibly beat him. But then he's like a shrill of a human, and the Democrats don't even like Biden. They don't
want him. It's really hard. A large part of me thinks that Biden might probably be the only one that could beat either that. Hold on. Biden might be the only one that Trump could beat, because I think one reason that people are now leaning towards Trump is that Biden is doing a really bad job. They don't like Trump. They don't want him to be the president. But Biden has been such a horrible president, and also is a senile, crazy person, that at least Trump is just crazy and not senile. And, I mean, like, you're lying if you say that the country as a whole was not in better shape when Trump was president. Like, obviously it was. Everything was better. But I think if there was a competent person running for the Democrats, I think you would have a lot of independents that'd be like, well, I really don't want to vote for Trump. Let's see if this person, maybe we should give them a chance. Except for Kamala. Nobody wants to vote for Kamala either.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people hate us. Why are you putting us through this again? I want to scream every time I think about it. I want to be able to vote for president and feel like, oh, yes, this is a person that I want to vote for. And I don't think I'll ever feel that ever again.
Unemployment right now is 3.7.
Okay.
That's like the lowest it's ever been.
In New Mexico, it's not 3.7. That's one of the reasons that crime rates are so high here.
What was unemployment during Trump? Was it high?
Well, it depends on when you're looking at, too, because if you're looking at during 2020 when COVID happened. Obviously, it was a lot higher.
Yeah. But say, when did he become president? 2018?
Well, 17 was when
or
he started.
2016 or whatever, yeah.
16 was the election. 17 was when he actually entered the White House.
It was 4.1% at the close of 2017.
What about like 18, 19?
Let's see. What was 18? 2018, it was 3.9%. 2019, it was 3.5%. And then 2020, that shit shot up, I think. It's like 6.7%.
Oh my God. So it doubled.
Yeah. And then let's see, 2021, did it go down a little bit? It went back down to like 3.9. So, I mean, they're Trump and Biden, they're about the same as far as unemployment rates go.
I mean, that's only one little part of the whole picture.
Yeah, it's just one part of the economy. But yeah, I mean, generally the economy was better, I think, during Trump before the pandemic, and then shit got crazy. But,
well, I remember AOC, they were asking her like about unemployment. They're like, the economy is doing, when Trump was president, they said the economy is doing great. Unemployment is so low. And she said the only reason unemployment was so low was because everyone had to have two jobs. And I was like, do you think that unemployment is measured by how many jobs people have? Because it's measured.
Yeah, that makes sense. People have had two plus jobs since the freaking 80s.
Like, the only way that would make sense would be if, like, okay, this is how many jobs are available in the country, and this is the percentage of them that are taken. But it's not how it works.
Yeah.
And then I was like, God, she's so dumb. But then I saw people parroting that. And then I'm like, oh, so y'all are dumb too. Maybe this is just like this dumbness is more widespread than I realized.
Oh, that's its own pandemic. But
yeah, that's never going to go away. It's always going to get worse. Apparently syphilis is making a big comeback. Have you heard that?
There's a lot of stuff making a comeback. There's like syphilis and like freaking typhoid and like all these 1920 Great Depression diseases. I don't know.
Do you think that, I don't know. Now I'm starting to feel like I'm getting into conspiracy territory. A lot of people have said that the biggest reason that Biden won in 2020 is because there was so much mail-in voting. Like, they made it so easy to vote by mail that just so many more people voted that way than would have otherwise. And so now they're saying that, which I think is probably true, because you had a lot of people that don't like Trump but didn't like Biden enough to like go out to the polls and actually go vote in person. But if you're just like sending a ballot to their house and all you have to do is like take 2 minutes to fill it out and stick it in the mailbox, they're way more likely to do that than actually like drive somewhere and go vote. That's why the voter, yeah. People say that the reason that the voter turnout was so high was because of cheating and fake ballots and everything. But there's no evidence of that. And what I think actually happened is that there were just so many more people that voted by mail that it raised the numbers because it was so easy because of COVID that year. So now people are saying, oh, well, this year they're probably going to come up with a new reason that people are going to have to stay home and mail-in voting is going to be a big thing again. And I don't think I believe that, but nothing is impossible, I guess.
Yeah, mail-in voting is stupid and that should not ever been allowed.
I don't think so. I think, but then you also have like old people that can't leave their house that still want to vote. They should probably be allowed to vote. Or like absentee ballots if you're...
They absolutely should not be allowed to vote.
That's, they're probably too senile to vote.
I think you should be able to vote from 18 to like 65.
I think, I almost even think 18 is too young. I mean, I wouldn't change it because, I mean, if you're going to be in the workforce and paying taxes, you should be able to vote, obviously. But your brain is still developing at that time. But that's why so many Democrats want to lower the voting age to 16, is because young people, yeah, they're not, their brain's not fully formed and they're more easily manipulated. And statistically, people tend to become more conservative as they get older.
Yeah.
Once you're actually out in the real world and see how things work.
Yeah. 18 to 65. Once you turn 66, you can no longer vote. Maybe 70. If you're still working, if you're like still working full time, you can vote. Once you're retired, you're pulling like pension and shit, you don't get a vote no more.
What about people who are like on disability and don't work?
No vote.
No vote?
No, because they're not real people.
I don't know. I felt like my mom was real.
No, I'm just kidding.
Most of the time.
No, obviously, you can vote. I just said random numbers, but no, like, yeah. I mean, voting is just stupid anyways. It doesn't mean anything. But
it does mean something. It makes us feel like we're participating in the process, even though we're really not.
Sure.
At least makes us feel better.
Let's go with that. The citizens of this country get to choose who the president is. Let's go with that.
I didn't say that. I said it makes us feel like we are.
I know.
I mean, we don't really get a say. We get a say to an extent, but they basically...
get a say to an extent, but they don't have to listen to us.
They pick our options, and then they make it as hard as they can for us to vote for who we actually want to.
I'm just going to vote for, I don't know, Gary Johnson. I'm going to write him in.
I did not know that. I thought a write-in candidate could just be like any random person you want to vote for. But in order for that vote to count, you have to be like approved to be a write-in candidate.
Oh, you do?
I mean, you can write in whoever you want, but if your person is not on the approved list of write-in candidates, then they just throw your vote away and it doesn't count.
Oh, kind of like your real vote. Cool. that person voted for Trump. Throw that away.
I mean, that depending on who you ask, that is what happens.
He's going to be in jail, though.
I don't think so. All the cases are falling apart, either because the cases are weak or because, like, that one chick that was charging him with, I think it was the January. Oh, no. I don't remember which one it was. It was the one in Atlanta, whichever one they were doing there. But, like, apparently, there's, like, a big scandal involving the judge there, and she, like, it has been fucking the prosecutor that she hired. She's been having a relationship with this random person that she hired to prosecute this case, and now it's like a big scandal. And they're saying that now because of this, like, if that trial even moves forward, it's probably going to end up being after the election. And
it'll just be a mistrial.
Yeah, and then there's all these appeals and stuff. He wouldn't actually be in jail before the election, no matter what happened.
Yeah, and even if he does get anything, he'll just pardon himself.
For federal charges, he can do that. But if it's, like, state charges, he can't.
So he can still go to jail and still be the president in, like, a state charge or something.
Technically, I think so.
That'd be cool.
It would, like, it'd be funny.
Give him a little desk in his cell with a computer and shit.
I mean, they'd have to... Well, where would they put him? They can't just put him in cell block D with everyone else.
I mean, yeah, that'd be weird.
They'd have to, like, give him somebody's office upstairs.
Some kind of special jail.
Or they'd have to move everyone else to a different prison, and he'd be like, and then the Secret Service would be outside his cell.
No.
I would love to see that happen just to like see how it would work. But I mean, obviously just the whole concept of having to have a president running the country from a jail cell is just idiotic.
Well, I guess that will come bring us to a close for this episode, because unless there's something else you want to hit on.
Let me make sure I don't have any pressing topics
pressing that matters to,
yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. Did you know that Travis Kelce had his own reality dating show in 2016?
Did he really? I know. I didn't know that.
I had never heard of it until I got like on Saturday or Sunday. I saw a Facebook ad for it.
Oh,
what was it?
Falling for Kelce? Was he like the host or something?
No, he was. It was about him trying to find love. Catching Kelce, it was called.
Oh, I guess it didn't work out for him, huh?
It lasted one season, yeah, and it did not work out, I guess. I mean, I guess someone caught him, but they let him go. It's more like a catch and release Kelce situation. 50 women
caught him, so.
50 women from 50 states competed to win his heart.
Taylor Swift won his heart.
I guess so. And that's all. And there's another thing where people are like, no one knew Travis Kelce, like, this is all for publicity. No one knew who he was before they started dating. And I was like, first of all, he was in a million commercials before that. He's won Super Bowls. And also, 8 years ago, he had his own fucking reality show.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, somebody thought that he was well-known enough to have a reality show with a bunch of women chasing after him.
That's pretty funny.
You can watch it on Peacock.
Oh, okay.
That was what the ad was for, was watch it on Peacock. And then one other thing that I need to... I've been meaning to talk about this forever, and we're doing it now because I want to get it out of the way. Elevator etiquette. Did you learn elevator etiquette growing up?
Elevator etiquette?
Yes. Like,
I mean, I don't know if I learned. You just learn it through, like, social norms.
So, what I was always taught growing up is that when you're getting onto an elevator, you don't stand at the doors and then rush in as soon as the doors start opening. You stand back and wait for people to get off, and then you get on the elevator. But now I'm starting to feel like I made that all up, and that's not actually a thing that people are taught or do, because no one does that. Everywhere I go, if I'm getting off an elevator, like the doors barely start opening and people are trying to get on. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Step back, let me get off, and then you can get on.
That's what it's supposed to be like.
It's just a bunch of fucking savages running around out here that are just trying to run into elevator doors as soon as they start opening.
Yeah, people are pieces of shit. Anarchy. Americans are pieces of shit.
But like, that is a thing. Like, I'm not crazy. I didn't make that up.
No, that's how you're supposed to, like, yeah, you, like, wait, let people get off so that you can get on.
Yeah. It doesn't even make sense that everyone would get on and the people that were already there. And also, when you get on, if there's other people waiting, you're supposed to, like, go to the back. Like, stand against the back wall of the elevator if you're the first on. And leave room for people to come in and stand in front of you. And not stand at the front of the elevator and then make other people that are getting on, like, walk behind you. Right?
Yeah, I like go off to the side, like.
Well, that's fine too. But I'm thinking about people like a family of four getting on an elevator and then just like stand in front of the elevator, and then I'm trying to get on and I have to like walk through them to get.
Oh yeah,
like, have room get, like, to get out on the elevator.
No one has.
People are so fucking. It drives me insane.
Yeah, no one has a gym etiquette. No one has any etiquette. It's annoying.
I just okay. One more thing. This is just a funny story. So. My parents used to always go to Whataburger with their friends after Sunday night church, but then they didn't have Sunday night church anymore after COVID, so they didn't go. So they haven't gone that often. But then they went, I don't know, it was a few weeks ago. And my dad always orders a number 5 with jalapenos. I think it's just like a bacon cheeseburger and then with jalapenos added onto it. So he ordered that, and they brought him a regular number 5 with one full jalapeno in a Ziploc bag.
In a Ziploc bag.
instead of putting the jalapenos, like chopping it up and putting it on the burger, they just put the whole jalapeno in a Ziploc bag next to his burger. And now he's like, Whataburger is dead to me.
He like, can't go there no more.
That was the funniest shit I ever heard. Like, why would you think this is...
Why does he order just one jalapeno?
He didn't order one jalapeno. He ordered a number 5 with jalapenos, which means that jalapenos come on the burger.
Oh, okay, yeah. But they just gave him one jalapeno.
They didn't put jalapenos on the burger. They just put a jalapeno in a bag and gave it to him on his burger.
Why? Who's dumb to do that?
No. I was at another Whataburger one day, and I was waiting, and I told them about that. And they were like, why would you do that? I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
He blames the people in Chicago that bought it. It's been all downhill ever since, which is probably true.
Maybe. I don't know. There's still no Whataburgers up here, though.
But there's one. They have them here, and they have they opened one in, was it Hendersonville or Hermitage?
They opened that one a long time ago, though.
Yeah, but I mean, that was the first one in that area.
They put one in East Nashville now, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, right by my house was.
That makes sense.
Like, right next to that Publix.
I'm surprised there's not one, like, in Brentwood.
Nah, they want that shit in Brentwood.
Or Franklin. Anyway, that's the state of Whataburger. Very sad.
State of Whataburger.
Very sad.
To our fellow loyal listeners, if you're still listening, yeah, we're going to close it out there. Nate Dogg's got pooping to do and
I did mine beforehand.
Stuff like that. So did I, but I have to go again.
Oh.
But thanks for listening, as always. Hope maybe the sound is better with my new professional microphone and headphones.
I don't have anything. The recording equipment is still the same. So,
yeah.
We'll see what happens.
But yeah, thanks for listening. Hope everything is going well. Stay informed and do good things. Be kind. Rewind.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. If you want to ask us any questions or you want us to talk about any certain topics, let us get a hold of us.
Yeah, we're social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter/X, Bedroom Drinking Podcast, emails, bedroomdrinkingpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's all we have for you today. So peace out.
Naked Man.
Naked Man.